Lesson 9. Enos Prays. Purpose. To encourage the children to seek the blessings that come through sincere prayer to Heavenly Father. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study the Book of Enos. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional reading. Gospel Principles, Chapter 8. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A Book of Mormon for each child. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Tell the following riddle and ask the children to raise their hands when they know the answer. I am not a person, place, or object. I can be so quiet that no one else can hear, or loud enough that everyone in the room can hear. I can be used when you are alone or in a group. I am used any time, any place, under any circumstance. I am used for gratitude, guidance, comfort, forgiveness, protection, help, good health, or for any other blessing you need for yourself or for someone else. You use me to talk with Heavenly Father. What am I? Write the children's responses on the chalkboard. When they recognize that the correct answer is prayer, ask if they have any questions about prayer. Summarize their questions on the chalkboard and ask the children to listen for answers as you share the story of Enos. At the end of the story, refer back to the questions and discuss them. Scripture account. Teach the account in the Book of Enos. Explain that Enos was the son of Jacob you learned about in Lesson 8. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Page 29. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. Why did Enos go to pray? Enos 1, verses 1 through 4. Who had taught him about Jesus Christ? How have your parents helped you learn about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ? What is mighty prayer and supplication? How do you think this kind of prayer is different from other prayers? How did Heavenly Father answer Enos's prayer? Enos 1, verse 5. How did Enos know his sins were forgiven? Enos 1, verse 6. Why did Heavenly Father say Enos was forgiven of his sins? Enos 1, verse 8. Explain that because Jesus Christ suffered for our sins, we can be forgiven if we repent. Who did Enos pray for after his sins were forgiven? Enos 1, verse 9. What answer did the Lord give Enos about the Nephites? Enos 1, verse 10. Why do you think Enos prayed for the Lamanites when they were the Nephites' enemies? Enos 1, verse 11. What blessings might you ask Heavenly Father to give someone who's been unkind to you? What did Enos desire for the Lamanites? Enos 1, verse 13. Enos prayed for the safety of his people's records. Why were these records so important? What did the Lord promise Enos? Enos chapter 1, verses 15 through 18. What does it mean to ask in faith? What promises were given to Enos? Enos 1, verses 8, 12, and 15. How can we receive the same promises? What effect did the Nephites' teachings and efforts have on the Lamanites? Enos 1, verse 20. What have you learned about prayer from the story of Enos? When you pray, how do you talk to Heavenly Father? How can we make our prayers more sincere? Enos heard the voice of the Lord in his mind in answer to his prayer. What are some other ways that we may receive answers to our prayers? A feeling of peace. A feeling that something is not right. Comfort. ideas that come into our minds, scriptures that bring understanding to a particular situation, counsel from church leaders, parents, and others sent by the Lord, dreams or visions. Invite class members to share experiences they have had in receiving answers to prayer. Why might Heavenly Father answer no to our prayers? How can we tell if Heavenly Father's answer is no? Why should we take the time to listen after we have prayed, just as Enos did? What did Enos learn about life after death? Enos 1, verse 27. You may want to read this verse or have the class read it in unison. Check the list on the chalkboard to be sure all of the children's questions have been answered. Page 30. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Give each child a piece of paper and a pencil and have them write the questions. When can we pray? Where can we pray? And what can we pray about? Leaving space between the questions to write their answers. Have them write in the answers as you discuss the questions. 2. Review the pattern of prayer. A. Begin by addressing our Father in heaven. B. Tell him what you are thankful for. C. Ask him for what you desire. D. Close by saying, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. 3. Review the language of prayer. Help the children understand that we are showing respect when we use the words thee, thy, thou, thine, instead of you, your, yours. See Dallin H. Oaks, Ensign, May 1993, pages 15 through 18. 4. Copy the following statement by Elder Boyd K. Packer, Ensign, November 1979, page 20, on the chalkboard, leaving the blanks empty. Tell the children they will learn some ways to receive answers as they fill in the blanks in Elder Packer's statement. Some blank will come from reading the blank. Some from hearing blank. And occasionally, when it is important, some will come by very direct and blank, blank. The promptings will be blank and unmistakable. Use the following words to fill in the blanks. A. Scriptures. B. Answers. C. Clear. D. Powerful. E. Speakers. F. Inspiration. With the answers, the statement will read, some B. Answers will come from reading the A. Scriptures. Some from hearing E. Speakers. And occasionally, when it is important, some will come by very direct and D. Powerful. F. Inspiration. The promptings will be C. Clear and unmistakable. 5. Explain how Enos's prayer about preserving the records was answered hundreds of years later with the coming forth of the Book of Mormon. Enos 1, verses 14 through 16. Just as the Lord promised Enos, people today can gain a testimony of Jesus Christ through the Book of Mormon. You could invite a returned missionary to come to class and share an experience of a person's gaining a testimony of Jesus Christ through prayer and the Book of Mormon. Or you could ask a parent or other ward member to share how prayer helped him or her gain a testimony of the Book of Mormon. 6. Review Joseph Smith's first vision when he offered a sincere prayer of faith. Joseph Smith History 1, verses 14 through 16. You may want to use the picture of the first vision, Gospel Art Picture Kit 403, number 62470. 7. Review the 7th and 9th Articles of Faith. Encourage the children to choose one to memorize in class or at home during the coming week. Page 31. 8. Sing or read the words to Tell Me, Dear Lord, Children's Songbook, page 176. You may also use A Child's Prayer, Children's Songbook, page 12, I Pray in Faith, Children's Songbook, page 14, or If With All Your Hearts, Children's Songbook, page 15. Conclusion. Testimony. Share your testimony of the power of prayer in your life. You may want to relate an experience that has strengthened your faith and testimony of prayer. Invite the children to share experiences they have had with prayer. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Enos 1, verses 1 through 8, and 21 through 27 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 9, Enos Prays.